I used to sit in the preschool in tears.
People say to me all the time, you're a parenting expert because you've got six kids. And I'm like, well, no, I know plenty of people with lots of kids and they're not parenting experts at all.
Doesn't matter which school they go to as long as they're being well supported at home, because I will not be camping out to get them into the out of area or the fancy private schools.
From the news desk to the nursery,
Mom!
This is the Parent Panel with Siobhan Hunt.
As parents, we often don't get a word in edgewise, at least I don't seem to with my kids. So we created a show where parents get to talk and give their opinions without any interruptions, except from each other, maybe. Our topics today are Qantas is doing away with mum and dad to be more inclusive, the titles that is this good manners or have they gone a step too far? Salty sausages are under siege, and what's a poor, time-deprived parent to do? Are our children's consumers of fast fashion? And finally, slime. How do you deal with it? And what other crazy fads have you had to live through? Our parents this week are Rian Allen, aka the Healthy Mummy, and Aaron Brunsden, Chief Executive Officer of fashion label Jason Brunsden. Welcome to you both.
Well, thank you.
Hello, thank you.
I have to start with a huge congratulations to Aaron because he's getting married very soon. And last time you were on this show, it was before the vote.
That's right. Absolutely right about that one.
And I remember saying to you what was going to happen. And you said, if the vote yes came through, you're going to get married.
And here we are.
Here we are.
2 weeks countdown.
And I feel very privileged, Rian. We are both very privileged that he actually found the time to come, because 2 weeks before any wedding is huge stress.
Yeah. I know. He's not stressed.
No. You got everything
cool
you need.
You come back.
That's right. And you and Jason haven't had any fights, because my husband and I fought like cat and dog before our wedding.
No, it's been actually really good. So, yeah, we fought about the cake today, because I wanted a rainbow cake, typical, but he's like, no rainbow cakes.
Jason, rainbow cakes are awesome. All right, well, before we move on, let's have a chat about your kids. Rian, you've got two. Can you tell us about your boys?
I do. So I've got two little boys, 5 and 7, and they just don't stop. They are like crazy, but amazing. But I am not a parent who children will sit down and be quiet. They always want to do something all the time, so I constantly feel I'm getting pulled from here to here, but it's great.
And Roman, we've got a boy as well, Aaron. So
yes.
There's lots of
three sons
in the house today.
Yes, I've got to take a few tips from you.
And Roman's 3 now, is that
he's
right?
He's 3 years old. Yes, he just turned 3 a couple months ago. He's a feisty little kid. He's full of energy and he's constantly on the go, and he loves fashion. He loves painting, so he's just a cool kid.
Sounds lovely. All right, well, let's get into the show in just a moment. Is it time to do away with titles like Mum and Dad?
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running gay. Say my name, say my name.
We are getting a webcam because these people know how to dance. Following on from a Spirit of Inclusion initiative, Qantas staff will now be replacing the term mum and dad with parents. Now, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott told 2GB Radio that it was political correctness that's gone way over the top, while Lucy Tatman, who's a senior lecturer in gender studies at the University of Tasmania, told the ABC that the policy was just good manners. Now, I've got some interesting comments from our audience before I get to our guests. Becky said, it isn't over the top for people in the minority who don't fit into the category mum and dad. For us, it's a step towards feeling more included. Sophie says, on the other hand, I hate the word partner. I stopped using that a long time ago and just called John my husband, even though we're not married. Nearly 13 years in, I think I can choose. So I'm interested to know what you guys think. Rian, did you think it's good manners or is it a step too far?
I think it's manners. I think that, you know, we live in a world today which is so diverse, and I think people need to be tolerant of everyone's different situation. And you know, there's lots of different situations, lots of different types of parents and types of situations. And I think that as humans, we need to be tolerant of everybody and not go, well, it's all about me. It's about everyone else as well. So I think it's good manners. And I think that it's not just Qantas. It's been a recommendation for all people, but Qantas have adopted it. So I think it's a good thing.
Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Well, firstly, shut up, Tony Abbott. I mean, what is political correctness? You know, I mean, we live in a world that everyone needs to be included. It's inclusion. I mean, you know, yes to the gay marriage vote, which is what life is all about. I don't want my kid growing up in a country or in a world that, he's not included, or his parents are actually made to be felt like second class citizens. So good on you, Qantas. It's a great step towards diversity. It's a great step to saying that, you know, we are all the same. So whatever the title is, it goes out of the door these days. It doesn't matter anymore.
Brilliant. All right, so it's a big high five to Qantas.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm Siobhan Hunt. You're listening to the Parent Panel on Kindling Conversation, where we invite two parents into the studio to get their thoughts on the stories and events of the week. Today, I'm joined by Rhian Allen, a.k.a. The Healthy Mummy, and Aaron Brunston, who's the Chief Executive Officer of fashion label Jason Brunston. Next, salty sausages under attack.
You're listening to Kindly Conversation.
Five big sausages sizzling in the pan. One went pop, one went bam. Four big sausages.
It's like having play school in the room when a song like this is on. Just goes to show all kinds of music, fun to dance to. So sausages, they have saved me as a parent, particularly my eldest is very fussy, and there was a period when the only meat I could get in her gob was a sausage. Now nutritionists at the George Institute for Global Health have said a single sausage on white bread with a smidge of tomato sauce has half the recommended daily salt intake for adults. So I'm going to start with Aaron on this one, because I figure, Rhian, you'll have a few things to say about this. Does your son like sausages?
Oh my God, he loves sausages. And you know what? Yum. Sausages are yum. Get over it. I mean, seriously, if you're so concerned about the salt intake, get organic sausages. I mean, you know, it's better for them. And, you know, I don't think any kid should be deprived. As long as you're moderate and you don't have to feed him sausages every day, that's a different story altogether. But, you know, everything has got some good in it, things got bad in it, so why not? If your kids love it, give it to them. I mean, there's no big deal about it. I don't think so. I don't think we should.
Rhian's agreeing with you. Yeah. I was not surprised. I was not expecting that, Rhian.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I'm a huge advocate of balance, okay, and not making any food group, you know, an enemy or awful. I think that, you know, absolutely right. If you have sausages every day, that's obviously not good. But it isn't just sausages, it's all processed meats and foods. And as parents, we do need to be aware of it. But my kids have sausages, but I choose low salt variety. I choose chicken sausages, which are, you know, a bit better than some of the other ones. But also talk to your butcher, ask them what's in there. You know, you can even make your own, so you can control what's in them. But I think as soon as you, as a parent, banish anything, it makes child want it, as well as it makes you want it. Which is why, you know, most people who will try and lose weight or go on a diet fail, because the diet will tell them, don't eat this, don't eat that. And then straight away you go, oh, I really want to eat that.
So, I feel like that one. Yeah, yeah.
See, give it to me. Aaron wants a sausage right now.
I do.
A salty one.
I could do with one.
But I think it's just about balance and having a really balanced approach to everything in life, because then you can bring up your kids not fearing things and not thinking, oh my God, that's awful. You know.
Can you tell us for me, the sort of revelation with this stuff is the difference between store-bought sausages and going to your butcher.
Yeah.
As someone who's looked at this, how much difference is there if you go to your local butcher as opposed
to
buying it?
There can be a huge difference. I think that you have to, you know, everyone needs to be aware that if you're buying anything from a supermarket, it is built to have a longer shelf life, whether that's on the fridge or on the shelf. So it's just, you know, the organic buy or the butcher's buy, it just has less in it because they're often fresh and they get sold that day or the next day, whereas supermarkets can, they put a lot of chemicals on as well, not just the salt. Mm. To make things last, look redder, look more appetizing to sell to us consumers. So I think we just need to clue ourselves up on that kind of stuff. And I like talking to a butcher to know what's in it.
Good on
Have you actually ever made your own sausages,
Rhian? I have not. I am very busy. However, our chef and nutritionist, Deb, I've seen them do it, and I'm thinking, I need to get some of that stuff
It kind of looks like
the skin. You've got to get the skin.
You've got to get the skin, the casing, and do it.
All of that.
It kind of intrigues me with its grossness. and but it also scares me with its complexity.
Yeah.
Sausage making.
I think the, when I've seen them do it, it's the grinding of the meat is you know is quite specific because it doesn't bind. But then it's the casing thingy is tricky. But I think it's the kind of thing I always think I should do because my kids would love it because it's disgusting.
Yes.
And it would be fun. But I just haven't got around in my life to going, yes, I'm going to do it.
All right. So sausages is my go-to.
Yep.
The other one is chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh. Is that, are those the two classics?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, no way.
So I draw the line with chicken nuggets.
You don't like chicken nuggets.
Well, I love chicken nuggets, but I would never give it to my son. Actually, speaking of which, we went out to dinner last night and it was on the kids' menu. And I thought, well, it's a great restaurant here we're at. You know, it's quite nice and beautiful. So we ordered the chicken nuggets and it got there and Roman just took a bite of it. And he went, yuck, Daddy, that tastes terrible. So I thought, well, seeing what he's on about. Yeah. So I tried it. It was the worst thing. It was filled with processed meat and it was almost like
so that's why you don't like them.
It's but, you not know, good what, for the kids.
One of the easiest things to do, honestly, with chicken nuggets is you just get chicken breast. You make it with some breadcrumbs and you can even do some like grated cauliflower and cheese. That's I do those. Good. My kids like that because, again, it's the processed thing, what they put in those things, like the YouTube videos you can watch and it's frightening of what goes in there. But you can do a lot of these things at home, and something like chicken nuggets is actually super easy to make. It's like 2 minutes is really easy.
Ah,
so you can give that
ideas,
a go, Siobhan.
Ideas.
I need to call you for some cooking.
Yeah,
tips.
I'll give you some of our books.
Especially for kids.
Making connections.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to the Parent Panel on Kindling Conversation. I'm Siobhan Hunt. My guests today are Aaron Brunston, Chief Executive Officer of fashion label Jason Brunston, and Rian Allen, a.k.a. The Healthy Mummy. In a moment, are our children the latest consumers of fast fashion?
Kindling Conversation.
You're listening to Kindling Conversation.
This week, Zara announced that it will have an online store in Australia. Melissa Singer wrote in the Fairfax Press that there are pros and cons to this move, but mostly she's concerned about fast fashion and clothing ending up in landfill. And this got me thinking about my own purchases, not necessarily for me, but for my children. So when they were babies, it was really easy to have hand-me-downs and presents that everyone gave us. But as they are getting older now and growing out of things really quickly, I find myself popping off to Kmart or Target to get the leggings or whatever, keep them warm, keep them clothed. So it's getting harder. But then I also have this real annoyance with people who dump their cast-offs on me. So people will come over with bags full of stuff and my kids are hoarders.
Yeah.
They are hoarders. Their room is disgusting and they won't let me throw anything out. So my environmentalist side of myself should be going through and picking the new stuff for them to wear, which is really secondhand clothing. But the time-poor parent in me is like, I can't do this. I'm just going to go and get what fits them and what I know will work. So, Aaron, I should start with Rhea now because I know Aaron's going to have a
comment. Start with Rhea.
Do your kids still wear second, or do they ever wear secondhand clothes? Do they now? And do you think we need to be more careful in how we dress our kids?
Well, I love fashion and I love, you know, finding great clothes. We're all fashion all here. But, you know, for kids, for me, they're not interested in the fashion so much. They just want comfy clothes. They're going to let them run around and be crazy. And I've got two boys. I've never had hand-me-downs because no one's ever given them to me. I take them if they gave them, but they don't. Yeah. You know, my hardest thing is keeping them clean because they get them so dirty that, you know, they have a life. Whether that's the quality of the clothes or whether that's because my kids are just shockers for getting things dirty.
No, they're boys.
I don't know.
I think it's boys.
But you know, it is. I think a lot of, you've got to think of, a lot of Australians are on a really tight budget as well. So if it's, I'm not sure if it's fast fashion, it's whether it's cheaper clothes that, you know, have the prints of their favourite things or whatever on them. But it's
dreadful.
Aaron can't hold back.
Oh my gosh, she can't hold back. But I think it's about fast fashion. If it is fast fashion, it's catering for, you know, families are on a tighter budget, you know. But I think that the big thing is that when things, I do it all the time, when I, you know, want to buy new things and I don't want to wear something and the kids do, I give them to a charity shop. I always make sure they're recycling. And that's a big thing. It's, you know, if you love clothes, you love fashion, and if you need to buy new things for the kids are growing out of things, then either hand them to someone else or give them to a charity shop.
Aaron, I am so fascinated to know what you think, and I'm also never letting you see what my children wear, ever.
Well, for starters, I don't know any parent that don't shop at Target or Kmart.
Yeah.
It's practical. I mean, it's good clothing. It's inexpensive. There are things that kids wear to daycare because they come. Have you seen what they come back with?
It's awful.
I mean, the t-shirt is almost ruined. Yeah. You have to chuck them out.
Yeah.
So, but I think as a family ourselves, we've always stored our kids simply because probably because we are in fashion as well. We've always taught our kid to appreciate, understand good quality clothing. Not that it's something that we put on to him just to go to daycare, but it's something that we like now and then. Is there a special function or is there a nice birthday party? We want him to dress well. We want him to appreciate quality rather than it being about fast fashion. And in regards to hand-me-downs, I mean, I just wish someone would give me some hand-me-downs. But everyone thinks, well, they don't need hand-me-downs, you know.
I'd be too scared to give you my hand-me-downs, honestly.
Maybe with some Paw Patrol on.
Yeah, Paw Patrol. He loves Paw Patrol. So, but we always do the right thing. So as soon as Roman wears the clothes out and he can't fit into them anymore, we give it to the Smith family, we drop them in the charity box or we give them to friends. So it's always passed on because they're beautiful clothes and we don't want to, you know, a woman probably wore them once or twice. So we pass it on. And I've also kept a little box for his children.
Oh,
so
there are just some
sentimental things that you just can't get rid
cute.
Of. Yep. But I mean, my advice is fast fashion is always going to be there, whether you like it or not. You know, it's practical, it's smart. Mm. And, you know, just keep your kids looking simple. I mean, you don't have, you know, prints. I mean, I don't like print t-shirts and stuff like that. Though kids do love them, but I'm more about navies and whites and blacks and, you know, and those kind of stuff. And plain looking things and nice things that I think kids learn to appreciate that clothing is really clothing.
Can I need to ask now. So the things that I've kept for my kids is my mum has been a knitter, the fastest knitter on the planet. And she makes these beautiful jumpers and dresses even for my daughter and for all of her
gorgeous.
Kids. So I can't throw those out.
No,
and I've got
don't.
A box of those things.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
But there have been a few things that I've kept that no one would understand why.
Why?
Like the first onesie they wore
or
what I took them home from the hospital in.
Yeah.
Aaron, you mentioned that you have kept some things. What are the things you keep? Do you keep them because they're beautiful clothes or because of the memories you have?
A bit of both. So something is memory, driven by memory, but some things like you don't want to give a $100 Burberry t-shirt away, would you? So it's something that you go, oh, wow, I love this. So every now and then I take it out of the box and I go, oh, I love this Burberry t-shirt. Oh, I love this polo, you know, crew neck t-shirt. Or, you know, it's those things as well. So it's about the appreciation of the product, of the item. So, and then when you look at it, you actually remember the times that he wore it and you thought, well, you know, it's great. I'm glad I got it, you know.
Yeah, so. I sometimes want to cry when I see how small they were. Did you keep any, Ria?
I'm awful. I didn't. How awful
that's
am I?
That's not awful.
I didn't do it.
That's called not being a hoarder.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go. Is. I'm not a hoarder.
Shoes especially. I always keep shoes. Oh. Like, shoes are my thing. I love them. So, and I love baby shoes because they're so cute.
They're so small. And I can't let us move on without you. Are you allowed to describe for us what he's wearing to the wedding, or is that a big surprise?
It's a big surprise.
Damn, I tried to sneak that one in.
But all I can tell you, he's going to look adorable. Our friend Arthur Gallen is designing all our outfits, and he's got something special for him.
I hope you're wearing something rainbow, given you're not allowed to. You're not allowed
That's
the
a
cake.
Rainbow cake.
How did you win on that argument?
Probably, yeah. I always win.
Yes, especially when I'm organising it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the next thing we're going to talk about is very different to fashion. We're going to have a chat about slime.
Kindling conversation.
In the couch, it's on the rug, it's in my hair. And where's all my Tupperware? If it's lost, you can look and you will find it. Slime after slime.
This is a song by my new obsession. They're called the Holderness Family. Look them up on Facebook or YouTube. They're this American family who take all these songs and just make them about parenting, but they're very funny. And Slime, just watching the video, I mean, it's this craze that's been going for a while now. I'm not sure if Roman would have been into
it. Oh, he's into it. Don't you worry.
Homemade slime or his?
No, I wouldn't know where to start with homemade slime. All I can tell you, it's on my carpet. It's everywhere.
What about your kids? Do they do the homemade slime?
No, they're not into slime. But they're into homemade Play-Doh. And that's of equal, I think, sticky and not sticky, but, you know, ruining everything. So, yeah, but they haven't got into the slime, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, and the thing about slime, especially when it's store-bought and not made, is it eventually turns to liquid. So day my daughter insisted on taking her slime to school, and she's got a little side pocket in her bag. And I was walking across and I felt this wet thing going down my leg. And I looked, and in the middle of the playground, her slime has opened.
Oh, no.
And it's gone all down the back of my pants work.
No. Yeah.
And she is caught, and it all stuck in the side of the bag. Gross. And she's distressed because her slime's everywhere. I'm like, I can't save it now. Why did you have it in your bag?
It's too late.
And it was just a mess. So this, I don't know if the ones you make last longer.
But how do you make slime? I mean,
lots of chemicals.
Yeah. I mean, it's smells dreadful.
It does smell
chemical-like as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't
say
it would be good for the kids having them on their hands and then
later eating. If I was any kind of scientist, I would tell you what they use because it does have a very distinctive smell. But I flunked science at school. So there's something like bicarb soda or some kind of thing that they use.
Yeah,
it must be safe because they've done it at school.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm wondering, your kids are a bit older though, Rianne. Yeah. Have they gone through any other crazes? Because there are so many.
Not really crazy. They just love Play-Doh because they can, with Play-Doh when you homemade it, you can build structures out of it, and they like to build like car tracks and things like that. But it goes hard and it sticks, and if it gets on the carpet, it's all over. It's all over.
I reckon it's as they get closer, older, they get into more
gross things.
You know, they see stuff in the playground that they want.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, it's all about Paw Patrol. So everything I've over binge on Paw Patrol.
What are their names, Aaron?
I can't look at any more Rubble, Chase, Rocky. enough. And like the beds are Paw Patrol. Yeah. You know, it's like coloring books and pencils and toys and this. I mean, enough with Paw Patrol.
You've got to introduce him to something you want to watch.
That's tricky.
That is
very tricky.
Although that's how my kids ended up watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was a little bit too old for them.
Oh, yes. I remember those. Yeah, I remember those when I was young.
There's a new version, Aaron.
Is there?
Oh, yeah, it's goodness. Much more interesting. Much better plot development.
Oh, well, he just got into Roger Rabbit, so it's a bit more tamer. I like that.
Yeah. Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
What, the movie?
Yeah, it's like this cartoon show, but it's based on the book. Not Roger Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
What am I saying?
He's out in the movies now, isn't he? He's coming soon. Yeah, my kids want to watch that.
So he loves it.
Yeah. Okay, so our children might be moving into having a few more crazes that we'll have to deal with. Do you remember any that your parents had to cope with? Because, like I said, I mean, I remember Knuckles. Do you remember playing with Knuckles?
Oh, is that when you hurt yourself?
No.
Is that when other people really hurt your knuckles? Is that when you're older?
What suburb did you grow up in?
I grew up in Wales, so all kinds going on there.
No, it's where you throw them up and you catch them.
Yes, I remember that.
Remember Knuckles?
When I was growing up, it was about stink bombs. You remember those awful little vials?
Yes, I do remember
Oh,
those.
My goodness. I got into so much trouble because I kept, you know.
I kept them all.
And I kept crushing it in public places when I was six.
Insects. These are stink bombs that people make.
Yeah. They make them in like little glass cylinders, and they're like yellow. Oh. The liquid's yellow.
Yeah.
And
I
you step on it, and it smells like a dead rat.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
and
awful.
I remember dropping one of those in like a supermarket or you know something like that. I got into so much trouble because the whole place had to vacate.
Oh my gosh, the things you learn. Did you do anything similar?
I used to be big on George's Marvelous Medicine book. So I used to then make my own, and I'd have drawers full of these disgusting things. And, you know, I'd use every, from shoe polish to vinegar, to anything I could get to make these things. And then I remember once I went into the drawer and flies had gone in, there was maggots everywhere. It was disgusting. My mum was like, that is it, you're grounded.
That is the piece. We have to end the panel on that, because those are the best stories I think we've had in a while. Rhian, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to The Parent Panel, a Kindling Kids radio podcast. If you like what you heard, don't forget to leave a review and share it with your friends. The Parent Panel. New episodes every Friday.